Our guests today have been critical of the peace agreement in Sierra Leone. The U.S. was one of the countries that brokered it. Earlier today, we called Susan Rice, Assistant Secretary for African Affairs in the U.S. State Department. The peace agreement gave Fode Sanko a share of the power. It made him vice president, gave him control of the diamond mines. Now, he was the man responsible for, you know, murder, amputations, as well as the burning and looting of homes. Then his men were responsible for kidnapping the UN peacekeepers. In retrospect, do you think it was a mistake to give him a share of the power in Sierra Leone?
Well, the facts are the following. A civil war had been going on for 8 years in Sierra Leone. It was a brutal civil war in which tens of thousands had been killed and maimed. The people of Sierra Leone desperately wanted the opportunity for peace. There was not the capacity within the government of Sierra Leone or even with the regional force, ECOMOG, to defeat the RUF and Fode Sanko. Had that capacity been there, then there would have been no need for a negotiated settlement. But absent that capacity, the government and the people of Sierra Leone, with support from the region, made the decision that a negotiated settlement was the best possible outcome. The United States was present some period of time, about 4 weeks before the negotiations began, and the president's envoy, Jesse Jackson, helped to broker an initial cessation of hostilities. That was a one-day involvement from Reverend Jackson. He left the region, and then a month later, the regional heads of state convened the Lome peace talks, which resulted in this deal. The United States' interest has been in seeing peace and justice in Sierra Leone. That would have ideally come through a negotiated settlement in which the parties would have upheld their obligations. But obviously, the rebels and Fode Sanko have violated their agreements. They have not upheld their obligations. The prospects for a peaceful settlement along the lines of Lomé are now very much in question.
The point one of our guests makes is that Sierra Leone didn't so much have a civil war as it experienced the breakdown of government. And in the void of government, the terrorism and banditry led by Fode Sanko was able to spread throughout the country. And his point is that the prescription for the breakdown of government is really different than the prescription for civil war. I'm wondering what your reaction to that would be.
Well, I think either way you slice it, and I think there are nuances here that we can all discuss and debate, but the bottom line is that the RUF is a well-armed, well-equipped, well-organized fighting force.
This is the RUF.
The RUF that either needs to be defeated or become, rather than a military force, a political force. That was what the aim of Lomé was, to see if the two sides could fulfill their commitments to end the fighting and compete not through the barrel of a gun but through political means. Now that has not succeeded, the very question remains, is there a military solution?
I wonder what the Clinton administration post-mortem is on this, because Sierra Leone is not the only country in this kind of position. Does it work in a situation where there's this militia that is leading a wave of terrorism? Does it work to give them a share of the power in an attempt to appease them and stop, in an attempt to stop their violence?
The short answer is sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. There have been a number of negotiated agreements, and I'll just focus on Africa to name a few, mm-hmm. where a rebel organization has committed to a peace process in which it would play a role in an interim government and commit to elections. That's what was planned and, in fact, successfully implemented in Mozambique. And now Mozambique is at peace with a democratic government and a very strong opposition led by the former rebel leader. It didn't work in Angola, where Jonas Savimbi, much like Fode Sanko, signed an agreement, upheld it for a period of time, and then violated it, and now Angola is back at war. So the point is, it has worked in some instances, like Mozambique, like Zimbabwe, like Namibia, as they came out of their colonial periods, and it has not succeeded, as it failed in Angola and is clearly in trouble in Sierra Leone. And the question in every instance is there sufficient will among the parties to the conflict, both the government and the rebels, to end the conflict by peaceful means? If that will is not there, then these sorts of agreements are doomed to fail. But one can't judge a priori whether that will is there in the absence of such an agreement.
What are the questions facing the Clinton administration now in terms of how to deal with Sierra Leone?
Well, obviously our interest is in seeing lasting peace and justice for the people of Sierra Leone. And the question is, how can we work best with the government and the people of Sierra Leone, governments in the region, and others in the international community to try to bring that about? What elements of the Lomé Agreement are still viable and which need to be revised? And, of course, what will the people and the government of Sierra Leone decide to do about Fody Sanko?
Do you think that Fody Sanko can be tried as a war criminal?
That's a decision for the government and the people of Sierra Leone to make. Obviously, he's committed some heinous crimes, and justice needs to be done. But I don't think it's appropriate for the United States to dictate to the people of Sierra Leone how to accomplish that.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Susan Rice is the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. Last week, President Clinton announced he had authorized the Department of Defense to provide up to $20 million in defense goods and services to support the efforts of the UN and other international forces to stabilize the situation in Sierra Leone.